IVM.
Most industries are moving towards an era of digital technology, and the automotive industry is no different. In fact, the vehicles we have today are not defined by their engines, but are described by the software they run on. Hello, I'm Shiladitya, and in today's episode of Capgemini's Techopedia series, we'll be in conversation with Rajesh Kosaram, the head automotive for Capgemini Engineering in India. In today's insightful discussion, we'll be talking about technological advancements in the field of the automotive industry and their impact on consumers and so much more. But before we begin, let's take a quick break as you buckle up for this exciting journey that is ahead of us. Hello, Rajesh. How are you doing? Welcome to Capgemini's Techopedia.
Perfect. Never better. Very nice meeting you, Shiladitya. And how are you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you. Thank you so much for asking. You know, we are here to talk about a topic which I'm sure is very, very interesting for you, given, many, many years in the industry. And it's also a topic, to be honest, which is a favorite of mine as well. I mean, who does not love,
Absolutely.
Say, cars and the automotive industry? We're in an age of, I would say, revolution of sorts happening globally in this industry as well. So I'm very interested to talk to you about this and, of course, share some of your insights with everyone listening in today. You know, on that note, right, we are talking here about how the automotive industry is embracing software, you know, where it's the world of hardware and software almost becoming one. I mean, the phrase goes that software is eating the world, and I think it's finally arrived very much so in even the automotive industry as well. So just to sort of kick it off, like, what can you tell us about, you know, overall how technology has sort of impacted this entire automotive industry?
Absolutely, absolutely. But before that, let me tell you, I think all of us, grow as automotive enthusiasts, you know, right from our toddler ages, right?
Yes.
So it's very nice to be talking about automotive, especially having been in automotive for more than 30 years. Yeah. So today we see a rapid evolution in automotive, right? Automotive industry has been undergoing major transformation, okay, fueled by fast-paced technologies, advancements, changing consumer preference and their behavior. Okay, let me just talk about, five areas. Okay, first is, let's talk about electric vehicles. Yeah. So global awareness on emission and its effect on climatic changes has brought focus on sustainability and carbon footprint, which in turn is increasingly driving, industry towards electrification. EVs are commodifying automotive industry, bringing many new players into the field. And of course, increasing cost of fossil fuel is only helping the cause.
Hmm.
The second area is, ADAS and autonomous driving.
Hmm.
Industry is slowly but surely shifting from something called the passive safety, like the airbags and the restraint system, to a more active safety systems like ADAS and autonomous driving. Features such as emergency braking, adaptive cruise control, lane change assist are designed to prevent accidents altogether. Okay.
Hmm.
They use sensors like cameras. There are different types of cameras. Then there are radars, lidars, driven by complex algorithm, okay, to sense danger and alert the driver or autonomously navigate the risk.
Mm-hmm.
And this, in combination with AI and ML, trains the vehicle, okay, and also draws from the experience of the other vehicles. The other area is connected vehicle, okay. In the face of this fast-paced world, okay, connected vehicle has already become a reality. We have, in India itself, we have quite a few connected vehicles.
Right.
Vehicles are connected and will exchange data and information in real time through either vehicle-to-vehicle or vehicle-to-infrastructure or vehicle-to-pedestrian or vehicle-to-anything we call as V2X. Connected vehicle dramatically reduces the number of accidents on the road and the highways, right? Mm-hmm. While the number of people surviving crash has increased significantly thanks to the passive safeties like airbags, okay, and restraint systems, through V2X technology, the industry is shifting its focus from helping people survive crash to preventing it altogether.
Mm.
And yes, of course, I mean, with all these things, I have to mention about the 5G revolution. Among many technologies, you know, connected vehicle and autonomous driving are currently trending the auto industry. The common requirement between both is the need for reliable, broad-based, okay, wireless technology that can transfer high quantity of data back and forth at ultra-high speed. We all know 5G is nearly 100 times faster than 4G, right? So 5G technology in combination with edge enables fast and optimized connectivity between vehicle to anything, V2X.
Nice.
And V2X offers new possibilities in safety, comfort, environment, and also commerce.
Wow.
Now, for all the above what I said, softwarization is a key for rapid evolution. A modern car comes with more than 100 million lines of code. Hence, the future of automotive is software-defined vehicle.
Wow. Nice. I mean, I love how you put it. And, you know, everything that you mentioned, I think all of these are pretty much the future we have been, let's say, hearing about, right? We've heard about 5G for some time, but it's already here. We've heard about connected car for some time as a concept, but it's very much here. These things are now very much real. Like, these are trends which are already in play, in practical use already to some extent. And so it's no longer just a concept anymore. It's very much happening. And that's
absolutely
the impressive part of this.
Absolutely.
So, you know, while we are saying softwarization of the automotive industry and its, you know, future, all of this which has happened, let's say, what are the key advancements which sort of enabled this? You know, like, how has all of these technologies, let's say, benefited consumers? Because when they are now buying a new car or when they're playing any role, so to speak, in the automotive industry.
Yeah. See, any change that happens, you know, it's all targeted towards consumer, right? So let's start with a great user experience, okay? You know, with the help of new age infotainment system or the e-cockpit that combines the infotainment, the navigation, the driver information system, the vehicle controls, and the safety systems is further enhanced through AR/VR, which is basically augmented reality and virtual reality based human machine interface system. This makes driving and riding truly interactive and can be highly customized. The other aspect is with high-speed connectivity, okay, services or features on demand is a new possibility. And most of them will be driven by apps like what we see in our, you know, mobile phones.
Right.
The user can subscribe to a service, can choose to pay as they use. Connected cars also generate a lot of information that OEM can collect through telematics. This can be further, you can be used to, for study purposes, or can be monetized through multiple commercial models with the user or a third party, you know, like an insurance company or a fleet operator. And finally, thanks to pandemic, we have accepted to remote operate, including major part of our purchasing decisions when it comes to vehicle.
Right.
Yeah. For enhanced, you know, remote user experience, many of the OEMs are investing on virtual showrooms where we can check the models, the colors, and customization. This enables customer to shortlist vehicles or the color, choose the color, or customization with the accessories. So these are some of the areas where, you know, the customer benefits from the technology. There are many. I mean, you could just
go on
endless, but then these are a few things I thought it just came top of my mind.
Yeah. And what you mentioned about the virtual cockpit, right? I think it was something which we saw in the first, let's say, innovative brands maybe 5 years ago, where the instrument clusters are replaced with one large screen. But I think now every car design has sort of embraced that. So like you were saying, it's arrived. Every new car is all screen, virtual, everything. And apps are not far behind. I mean, I know there are some already out there. So
correct.
Very, very true. Very,
yeah,
very
it's
true.
Just not outside, but even inside, you know, it integrates a whole lot of system and, you know, comes bundled as an e-cockpit.
Correct, correct. Wow. I mean, definitely this is it's a great future for vehicles and, you know, cars for consumers. All of this is definitely leading to, let's say, more and more people being interested in the industry overall, right? Like you said, because of the consciousness around EVs or because of the car becoming an extension of your digital world. Like you said, what we do on the phone, even while we are commuting, we are doing the same things in our vehicles. So do you think this has you know, let's say helped even the sector grow, like specifically for India, let's say, like is the automotive sector growing and how has it helped, let's say, the economy?
Absolutely. I mean, even traditionally, historically, if you see, automotive has been one of the main contributor for the Indian economy or, you know, for a particular country's economy. Okay.
Right.
India is the fourth largest producer of automotive in terms of volume. Okay.
Wow.
In the last bit or so, it has grown almost by 15%, according to, SIAM report. The industry contributes to around 8% of our GDP and is also responsible for close to 7 to 8% of the employed population. Additionally, there are many advancements that are made in automotive industry that has enabled the growth of the sector and the Indian economy. For example, the supplier ecosystem in India has grown dramatically. They build better quality product and have also improved on the employability. The country's ability to design a car, manufacture them, and sell them, you know, right from start to finish, you know, has dramatically increased, right? So the last point is the auto industry in India has a lot of potential, okay? It can reach the likes of advanced countries like Japan, Germany, or Korea, where the auto industry has significantly contributed to the country's progress. Yeah. So I think automotive has always been a core part of country's growth, and it will continue to be.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, it's an indicator of even the, you know, the richness of the economy in that sense, because people obviously want to strive towards owning a personal vehicle or a personal motorized vehicle. I think as that grows, definitely the country is going. I think it's a good thing that it's happening at a time when conscious progress is also some of the things that are being considered. So it's not that we are growing at all costs. We are, I think, growing in the right way. So this is good to know. And I definitely hope more and more people will benefit from, you know, having a vehicle as part of their life. You know, coming back to a little bit of the technology piece we were talking about earlier, you know, we touched upon 5G, we touched upon something. You mentioned something called V2X. I think that's definitely something which is well known in your circles. But could you explain a little bit more? Like, what are all these trends that we could expect to see, which are already here, which we could see more consumer versions of, maybe? So 5G, V2X, anything else in the which we should expect as consumers?
Yeah, at the risk of repeating myself a little bit, you know, I would like to tell the following trends. The future of connectivity is one of them. So 5G connected cars is emerging, okay? And with it comes a reliable and effective real-time link to the internet, helping them predict situations and react to spontaneous emergencies. It's a big leap forward, you know, in safety, as it enables vehicle to everything communication, which, as explained earlier, is a link between the vehicle and every peer it comes across on the road, such as other cars, motorcycles, pedestrians, smart devices, roadside units like traffic lights, cameras, power grid components. The other trend is moving towards adaptation to electrification. Okay, the carbon footprint, okay, is definitely a focus area in the industry. And hence, the adaptation for EV, you could see massive trend. You know, and ADAS and autonomous driving. At present, only a few premium cars have ADAS option, you know, such as lane keeping assistance, emergency braking, etc. This market is expected to grow as many cities are realizing and trying to reduce the number of accidents, okay, that can be avoided with such system. And progressing towards the era of digital adaptation, where more companies will be adapting complex softwares that will drive the car and enable new features.
No, definitely. Yeah. ADAS, I mean, you meant advanced driver
assist system. Yeah, driver assist system. Yeah.
Yes, I think that's the lane keeping assist and a whole bunch of these, like not full automation, autonomous driving, but partially assisted.
Yeah,
sort of
exactly.
Systems.
See, autonomous driving is again, there are five levels, right?
Right.
And they are basically tending towards the level five tends towards complete autonomy, where the driver need not be, present behind the, wheels. Okay. But ADAS is more a driver assist system.
And that itself is a big leap in, let's say, from zero to even whatever little bit of assist, it can prevent massive amounts of human error.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful. You know, Rajesh, you know, just to sort of give a little forward-looking view before we wrap up, what do you think is the future now? I mean, we've already arrived at such a stage in this industry where in your 30 years, like you said, you must have seen so much of evolution. What are the next decades holding for us in this industry? What is your forward-looking view?
Yeah, so most of the industries, you know, as we all know, are shifting towards greener, environment-friendly, and sustainable technology. And the auto sector is no different. Yeah, the auto industry will see continued growth in the electrification of vehicles. India is experiencing rapid digitalization. Due to this, consumers have become accustomed to a certain level of experience when it comes to service. They're used to getting everything at their convenience with just click of a button, okay? This trend has become true in case of FMCG items, but it will soon come in the auto industry. Many companies are already applying a direct-to-consumer model when it comes to selling cars and servicing vehicles. With the growth of IoT and with the advent of 5G, more connected features and service will be seen in cars. It has just begun. I would like to summarize that the revolution has just begun, but a lot of things are yet to come.
No, most definitely. And probably coming faster than we expected to, given how rapid the advancement is going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And at the core is the customer. Okay. The focus is customer. Servicing the customer requirement.
No, and with the customer at the center, like I said, our topic was softwareization, right? I think everything around the customer is becoming softwareized in that sense. So the vehicle is just one of the most prominent components of, let's say, the customer experience that software has taken over. Yet another experience that software has taken over. So it's amazing to see and hear from you, Rajesh, about, you know, so many things that are happening. We definitely all look forward to experiencing it ourselves. So we will continue this trend of softwareization more and more and one of the things I like to say when I talk about software, I think, is that the best software is actually the ones which are invisible, right? Where stuff just happens, it just works. In the famous words of, let's say, all the best software and hardware manufacturers out there. If it works like magic, then that's the best experience. So I think that's what will happen one day, even in the automotive sector. It will just work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the best things are always works from behind. And so that the customer is not overwhelmed, all customer experiences and sees is only the great user experience and the interfaces.
Yeah. Definitely look forward to that. Rajesh, thank you once again. Thank you so much for this insightful chat and yet another show of Capgemini's Techipedia. We look forward to, continuing the conversation here with everyone.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure, Sila Aditya. Looking forward. Thank you very much for having me with you on the show.
Thank you. So there you have it. India is currently undergoing a digital transformation that positively impacts different sections of society. When we talk about the automotive industry in particular, softwareization has completely taken over and it's paving the way for more sustainable cars. What do you think are some changes that the automotive sector will undergo because of all this softwareization? Come and be a part of this conversation on Instagram @CapgeminiIndia, and I'll see you on the next episode of Capgemini's Techipedia series.